That was awesome.
Bro.
I had it like a big gulp of your like drink.
Oh my gosh, this did it. This did it. I bet you that felt good.
It did.
Oh, I wish I could do it.
Feel deflated.
Yeah, well. Welcome to Authentically Moms. I'm Jacqueline.
And I'm Sujata, and nothing's off limits, and we keep it real here. We just
as if we just didn't not. I mean, what was our text messages all day today? I'm so tired.
Perimenopause. I'm tired. Sleepy. I've got a headache.
Your aura ring says what?
My aura ring told me that I was experiencing more stress than usual.
No, you said you're experiencing stress. You should rest. And I text you back and I was like, more stress than usual? Like, because I know we run on stress.
Yes.
So is there a baseline for your aura ring so that it doesn't always alert you of
absolutely.
That?
Absolutely. Yeah, it knows how my body is on a day. Like, it knows how I run on a day.
Okay,
basis.
Okay, good.
So this was, and which is true because today's Wednesday, Monday, Tuesday. I'm a person that works out on a daily basis. Did not work out. Wanted to just like sit and be a couch potato and watch lots of shows. I caught up and finished Georgia, Genie in Georgia, mm-hmm. finished The Perfect Neighbor, some other Indian shows. Like, I was just sitting there watching so much TV. And even my kids, and I didn't feel guilty about it because I felt like my body really needed it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what is wrong with me? And I had a little bit of headache, and that's why we didn't record yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I think you said you had the same thing.
Yeah. I was like, it's the weather, because it started, I don't know if it was, I don't really get allergies or anything, but it's been these past 2 days have been so windy.
Yes.
And I don't know if it's the pressure. But yes, when I woke up, when you said that, I'm on the same page. I can't record right now.
Which is not the case with this. We're on the go, go, go. Yeah. Doing things. And both of us are feeling that way. And my kids came home yesterday. They're like, what are you doing on the couch? Like, what have you done?
Like, what? Are you sick?
Yeah. Like, this is like, not normal.
Do we have to be sick to just do nothing?
Can I just lay and watch TV? I'm telling them, hey, I did get up and get dinner for them, and I just warmed it up and I said, hey, y'all go get me this. Hey, y'all go get me this. And they were getting so frustrated with me. Now do you know how it feels for me to like run back and forth? But they were so frustrated. But I was like, I'm laying down on the couch. Y'all gonna get everything for me.
Yeah. Well, I love it how they don't see everything you do, right? But they don't realize how much you actually do. And so when they forget something, you're like, Mom, you remind me of this. I'm like, this is your stuff.
Yeah.
Imagine me having to remember everything for everybody living in this house and also me. Like, if you can't remember one thing of yours, how do you think that me operating, taking care of all of you guys,
everybody,
can have the capacity to remember and remind you to do everything you need to do? Like, you need to take some accountability.
They do. And then, but you just said like, oh, you know, they don't see it. But to me, it's like, why is it shocking that I'm not doing something?
I don't know, like, because you've not spoiled them, but you've made it a point to do everything. For me, whenever I have downtime, I'd rather do it when the kids are not here. But when the kids are here, I feel like I need to be doing something. And that's not like a mom guilt or anything like that. I just feel like there is always something to do.
There is absolutely always something to do.
And if I don't do it then, I'm going to have to do it later. But if they are not home, I know what needs to be done. And so I know I can take a break. Because with kids, shit pops up.
You're on the, like, you're on.
Right. You have to be on. Like, oh, I have a project tomorrow. Oh, it's just like, shit can just pop up and you got to be ready. So you can't just put shit off.
No, that's right. But I just thought it was funny how they, like, just because I'm sitting, I'm just watching TV just like they are. This is abnormal to them. And I'm just like, it's okay.
Even sometimes Chaz.
I'm going to take it as they were concerned for me.
Yeah. Instead of like, what's wrong, Mom?
What are you doing? Are you not going to make dinner for us anymore?
Like, I don't know if Bob does this, but sometimes Chaz will come home and I'm just lying down. He's like, are you feeling okay? Are you okay? I'm just checking on you. I know it doesn't matter to him, but yes, it's just like the children, they see you going. And so when you're just actually doing nothing, they're like, what? Are you okay? Are you feeling okay?
This is not normal.
And perimenopause stuff when you were talking about that. And then I haven't pooped in like 2 days.
I could not.
I felt so, my stomach hurt.
Oh, yeah, of course. It's been sitting there for 48 hours and hasn't like...
Just like, you didn't even stick a finger up your ass? I was like, no, I didn't realize it because normally I'm very regular. Sometimes twice a day.
Yes.
But when I was trying yesterday and I'm like, oh, I can't. And then I remembered this happened the same thing the day before, me thinking, oh, I can't. And so I was hoping just to do what I needed to do today and come back home, have a big cup of coffee and Miralax and that do the job. Girl, when I tell you the universe was against my plan.
Oh, yeah. What happened?
I had to take Donovan to get his shot, his testosterone shot. And as I got to Breslin School, which I dropped her off first, I realized the backpack was not in her car. So I already knew I was going to have to come back home and get her backpack and drop it off again. Drop it off.
Okay.
So I take Donovan to his appointment and I get to his school. He gets his shit out. He's halfway up the walkway and he's like, oh, I got to go home. I forgot my badge. And I'm like, fuck. It's not that far, but it's just like, ugh.
I know.
So then I come back home. So I grab her backpack anyway and the things I needed to get for her. I take him to school. I take the backpack to her. And mind you, like I have a 10 o'clock orthodontist appointment that I was planning to come home, do my makeup or something, take a shit and go over there. I didn't have time to take a shit or come home. So from dropping off the backpack, I went to the orthodontist. And then I was like, okay, I'm over here. I got to go get some soaps and stuff. Breslin's nurse texts me, we don't have a syringe. Which if they don't have a syringe, she's G-tube fed. So if they don't have a syringe, they can't give her water or anything.
Right, right.
So I'm like, fuck, man. I got to go back again.
Oh my gosh.
So I already knew what I was going to get. So I went in there to get it. Plus the coupon expired in fucking 2 days. So I came home. I grabbed the syringe. Actually, I had one in and I have emergency kind of like set in the car. So I went over there. And the girl's like, wow, you're back again. I'm like, I know it, girl. I didn't get home from leaving the house at 8:15. I did not get back home until 11:10. I could not come home. It was like out of my control. Things just kept happening and happening and happening. Then when I texted you.
Yeah. Oh, that's.
And you were like, you still haven't taken a shit. No, I have not been able to come home. It was just insane. I don't know. It was like the strangest feeling. Something you think about when you're high or whatever. But like. I literally was not in control of my actions. If I wanted to do something, I couldn't because just things, whether it was my forgetfulness or just stuff, you have to come back here. You have to do this. You have to go that. It was unpredictable.
You just have to tell yourself, just go with the flow.
Yeah.
Because at the time, nothing's going to be in your control.
I know. I was just laughing at myself. Okay, of course the syringe is not there. Of course this. Of course that.
At least you're laughing.
I know, I'm laughing now.
A lot of like,
but Jazz was like, oh, well, how's your morning? I'm like, not good. I'm gonna need some wine tonight. Maybe that's my Momo mask.
Your Momo mask?
Yeah, hold on.
Are you gonna be Momo?
Yeah, hold on.
What? Well, no. Whoa. Are you serious?
Oh my God, I gotta try it on.
That is so freaky. So you are gonna be. Oh my gosh, the nose. Oh my gosh.
Oh, this looks straight up from China.
Does it smell? Oh,
yeah. Does it look good? Do I not have a nose?
You don't have a nose. Oh, gosh.
No wonder it was on sale. Well, I figured.
You got to dress up as something.
Though. Well, I figured I could scare some kids. You think some kids, would parents be mad at me if I scared the shit out of them?
That's the whole point.
But like little kids?
What? How little are we talking about?
Like Laurel's age?
As long as they never know it's you.
No.
As long as they never.
It's Friday night. I'm sure kids are gonna be. They're gonna be out partying, and parents are gonna be out partying, and their kids gonna have to sleep in their bed.
They're like, "Momo was real. I saw her."
Because you used to scare your kids with that.
I did. I used to scare Aryan with Momo.
Oh man. All right.
Now,
speaking of Laurel, we have made the switch. So now that whenever we have, you know, our date nights, we do lock the door.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
So she locks the door. Knocks on it.
She hasn't come in yet, but she did catch us in the act. She did catch us in the act, and she just walked on in like she owned the room.
Oh, I think you told me that last time, but I don't think she realized what.
She didn't realize what we're doing, and it was dark, but. she didn't give us any moment. She just like knocked and walked in, and we're like, just like rolled off, and was like, okay. And then she didn't even like announce herself or anything. She just walked around.
You know, she acts like put she her owns it. Yeah.
Water, threw her pillow on my face. I'm like, Chaz, this is happening. This is really happening right now. Oh my God.
Laurel, locked the that's door. Laurel, though.
I know. So now we lock the door.
Did you let her know, like, hey?
No. But at least it gives us some time. Even if she gets upset and knocks on the door and like, why are you locking it? At least she won't walk in on us in the act.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And I mean, I'm glad it was just like missionary style. Can you imagine?
Yeah. They're like, what is going on? Mom, why is dad? Why are you bent over like that? There, yeah, but there, I mean, they'll figure it out sooner or later.
I know.
She'll have those, like those memories.
Oh yeah.
And she'll be like, that's
do you have a memory?
No.
Did your do you my think parents, your parents locked the door? Okay.
Yeah, they locked the door.
I don't have a memory of that.
They were always told never to walk into their room. By the way, and they've told our kids not to walk in our room, but
they still do.
They will, but we lock the door.
Okay.
And then we unlock it.
But do you always lock the door when y'all are in there, or do you only lock the door when y'all are having sex? When y'all are getting ready and dressed, do you lock the door?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. We have to start doing that too. So this is kind of a good segue into our topic about, you know, you and I both have boys, and you have Rhea.
Arian.
And well, yeah, but I'm saying you have Rhea, who's older, and Laurel will get there eventually.
Okay.
But it's about body awareness and also introducing stuff like Hooters or strip clubs. The reason I bring this up is because my sister went to Hooters and the little ones didn't notice, but my nephew, who is 14, was kind of embarrassed. Like, Mom, why are we here? You know, these girls and stuff. And so he was like, you shouldn't be here. You know, they shouldn't be wearing that. And so me and my sister were talking back and forth, and I was like, well, what did you tell him? Because I'm curious. I feel like you should not look at it as they should be embarrassed. They're actually showing off their beautiful bodies. Uh-huh. Like, look at them, not objectifying them, but look at them like they're beautiful. I want to teach Donovan to not look at them and feel bad that they're working there. I want them to feel like, okay, these women want to work here. They have nice bodies. They want to show their nice bodies off and like to respect them, not to like degrade them, you know?
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
I don't know. I need time to like think about that.
Would you take Arian to Hooters?
At this age, she's 10. No, I wouldn't.
Like, okay.
And maybe if I like think about it a little bit more, but right now that you asked me, I'd say no. I don't think.
What do you think his reaction would be?
I think he's going to be uncomfortable. You'd have to explain things beforehand if you were going to take him there. I think they need to be ready to know. They need to know ahead of time what they're going into and what they're going to see. It's not like they see those kind of waitresses at every restaurant that they go to.
Right.
It is. Those girls are there. They're there to be looked at. Right?
Yeah.
There's some... I don't know, like, not pleasure. That's not the word. What's the word? Like,
they want the attention.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
They want the attention.
But they don't want negative attention, just like anyone doesn't want negative attention.
No, but it's, there could be sexual attention there, obviously.
Oh,
right?
For sure. Yeah.
But I think that for a boy that's 10, I think that's just very uncomfortable to put them in that situation. Because that's what kind of attention that those girls are seeking, right? So that's my take on it. Yes, I can explain to him if he ever decides to go on his own later on that, hey, this is he'll know what that restaurant's about. Not like explain it and make sure that there is a respect for those girls and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Not like don't look at him in a bad way or anything. But what about you?
So
you obviously have had some time to chat about
right. I've thought about it. And Donovan's 13.
Okay.
I wouldn't necessarily make it a point to take him there, but I wouldn't mind taking him there. Either way, you have that conversation with your boys, it's going to be uncomfortable.
Yes.
But I think having a reason to have that conversation makes it less awkward. I feel like you and I are kind of on the same page to beautify the women and not be like, you should never date someone who works at Hooters or those women. They don't have self-respect. Well, I do not agree with all of that. And, you know, some people do think that.
Really? Okay.
So that's not exactly like strip clubs, but it's you do go and you see women and you see, well, they have male strip clubs too, right? But yeah. You see women's bodies and you see them dance. You get a lot of the mixed crowd. You get people who are there to have a good time. And then you have people there who don't treat them with respect.
Right.
I want to teach Donovan as he gets older to respect all women, mm-hmm. regardless of position. And don't put those women down because you don't know what their situation
Absolutely.
Is.
Absolutely. You don't know.
I mean, my goal isn't, for him to date a stripper. But also, I wouldn't talk down about her either.
You don't know their backstory. You don't know anything. I don't think anybody has the right to just talk down to them. I wanted to say, what's the intention? Like, if you're going to Hooters, are you going there to look? There's people that go there for the girls.
I could say there's really not a reason to go because their wings aren't the best. But like back in the day, was a great place.
I've heard that Hooters is some of my friend's favorite wing places.
Okay, so it's been a while. So it could be. And you have to imagine them having to step up their game, too, because they have
so many
wing places now.
Yes, yeah.
I mean, back then it was Hooters or BW3s.
Right. But I didn't go there for the wings, though.
You went there for the ladies?
No, I mean, I wouldn't go there for the wings.
Just like today.
I did try the wings a lot of years back.
I know Aryan is still small, but now Donovan is 13. Mm-hmm. And a lot of these shows, you don't necessarily need to show the actual breast and nipple to realize what they're showing.
Right.
Even if they're turned around, if she just is topless and you see her back. I want to normalize the body for Donovan.
Okay.
Not like necessarily like show him all this stuff, but I don't want to make it a big deal, like cover his eyes, like you can't see this or whatever.
Right.
Because then it just makes it seem like it's taboo.
Right. You wanted to make sure that they're also not shocked by it or like surprised mm-hmm. by it. Like you said, normalize it so it's not a big deal.
Do you do that to Aryan? I know y'all watch movies.
Absolutely. He's seen me.
Yeah.
Like, so it's, we normalize. Like, he's not going to be like surprised or anything like that. Hopefully not.
Has he seen you like naked or in a bra?
Naked.
Like, how old? Like right now?
Yeah, he's seen me naked.
Boobs and everything?
I change and do whatever and he just walks in and make it like it's not a big deal.
Okay.
Like I'll change into my, I mean, not purposely, but if he walks in to the closet, it's not like, oh my gosh, Aryan, look the other way. I do not do that.
Oh, yeah.
And he doesn't make, it's not a big deal to him either.
Yes, you're right. I'll still walk around with like no bra, t-shirt and panties in front of him.
Right.
I know I'm not going to be doing that when he's 18, but I still feel like it's totally fine. He doesn't make a big deal out of
it.
Exactly. I just don't want bodies to be a taboo.
Yes. We don't need to be uncomfortable. This is just a natural mm-hmm. thing.
I think it's just interesting because they get to a certain age where they're oblivious to all those things.
And
then they kind of are curious.
Yes.
And then they get embarrassed. And then they want to see those things, right?
Right.
So
I guess age appropriate and whatever, you know.
Now, have you been to the strip club?
I have not. I knew you were going to ask me that because you just found out when when we were having that girls' night. You're like, what the?
I know. I guess I shouldn't be shocked. I'm not shocked. I know, like, not everyone. And you, like, didn't drink until you're 21. You're very different. You've only had one person.
Yeah.
So we're kind of like, again, the yin and the yang.
I just haven't experienced that. I didn't have any desire to experience that.
So we would go in college. We'd always go with guys and it'd be me, my girlfriend. Yeah, let's go to the strip club or after the club. And we've talked about this before. Mm-hmm. Like, I love the woman's body. It's beautiful. It's sexy. And I'm like a girl's girl when it comes to that. If you're on the stage, I will give you some money because you deserve money, girl. Like you are working it. And I will not turn down a lab dance.
Do you have to ask them or they'll just come?
They'll come around or like, oh, my friend wants a lap dance. You know, I get kind of shy a little bit. my girl over there thinks you're pretty.
Really? That's kind of cool, though. I've not experienced
that. Yeah, and they like that a lot because they know that you're not going to do anything. You're not going to disrespect them. So I feel like they like actually enjoy dancing for girls more. We'll
probably have a little bit more.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not going to. Admire.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I think you're really beautiful. Like, you are very beautiful. You can dance like so amazing. Yeah. And I've had one. She was like, you can touch me. I'm like, oh, I'm good. Like, not that I don't want to, like, I don't want to assume you want me to touch you. Yeah. And I've had one grab my hand, like touch her boob. And I'm like, cool. Yeah. It's all just honestly, like, I don't think it. I mean, I've never done it. I've never thought about it. I've never had to do it. Uh-huh. I'm not saying it's a good or bad thing. I mean, you find yourself in certain situations. I will tell Donovan, if he ever asked, I would tell him all of that. Because I want him to not think a strip club is taboo. Now, I don't want him going like every weekend. Right. But I don't want him to feel like it's like necessarily a negative thing.
Right. I don't know if it's considered a negative thing, though.
You'd be surprised. And especially, a lot of women do not want their men going to strip clubs.
Like when they're married or like when? Like
when they're married. I mean, I'd imagine. I don't see why you would tell somebody not to do anything if they're not married. I mean, I guess if they're super jealous, they do, but.
So why would a married guy.
Like a bachelor party or like a guy's night or something.
So what would be off limit?
I would say. Probably, I don't know yet, but maybe.
I'm going to ask you that.
Maybe a lap dance.
You wouldn't be okay with it.
I would be okay with it if he didn't himself grab her.
Right.
If she grabbed his hand and like, oh, she grabbed his hand and made her, like, that's fine. Uh-huh. But if he was like touching all over her, then I think that I'd be like, okay. Okay. Or if he spent $100 there, like, okay. Wait, what's going on here? But otherwise, yeah, I don't mind. I don't mind. Would you?
I don't know.
You don't know because you've not been there?
I haven't been there. I don't know what the... Yeah. What the, I don't know
I get that.
What the scenery and what the vibe... I don't know any mm-hmm. of that, right? But I just don't think... I think for a bachelor party, you can go and whatnot, but it just depends on what's going through the guy's mind at the same time too, right? Like, mm-hmm. I don't know.
Well, I mean, I know they're going to find them attractive.
Yeah, that you find people attractive left and
right. Yeah, so I'm saying, too. Like, you're not going to react any different. You're going to see pretty attractive women everywhere you go.
Yes.
And to me, I wouldn't want Donovan dating somebody who was jealous and not let him go at all.
But I just also find it weird that if it's not a bachelor party, that your husband is going to a strip club.
Okay, let's say Bob, Chaz, some of the boys or whatever, like a guy's in town and they're, let's go have a guy's night. And they went to a strip club for a little bit because one of the guys is single or two of the guys are single or whatever.
That's different. If a couple of guys, but if it's like five married men are like going to the strip club, I'm going to question that.
Okay. Okay. So then that's,
I don't think that's necessary.
Yeah.
You want a lap dance? I'll try to do a lap dance. I will try to do something. I may not be as good or, you know, whatever, but I will try. I don't know what's missing.
No, I don't think there's anything missing. I think guys just have a good time. I think there's very little things that women have a good time anywhere.
So, but there's a difference. Like, mm-hmm. A guy is also going to go to a strip club to see women. They're not going to go to a strip club where there's guys, right? Mm-hmm. Men. But a woman can go to either. And most likely, a woman, or do they go to see guys or girls? Like, what's the
women?
Yeah.
Oh, I think you'd see both.
Right. But it can go either way, but a guy is not going to go to a guy's strip club. So that's just.
I mean, yeah, they do. But typically, they're not like heterosexual.
That's what I'm saying. I'm talking about our husband or, you know, I just think that's not fair either. We can be satisfied going to a girl's strip club, I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. We don't need to see guys all the time. They're like super,
I don't
want to
see guys.
But then, yeah.
So it's not fair to them. Because
it's not fair to them.
Well, okay, because like, well.
No, it's not fair to us because they're not going to go to a guy's. They're going to see the opposite sex all the time.
Yeah, you're right.
We are totally okay with seeing women.
But they're also not worried about us.
That's
seeing
not fair.
Guys,
that's
seeing
not-
guys either, because they know that we don't really want to see wangs in our face. If we go there, it's because we're made to go there. for like a bachelorette party.
Yeah, that's not fair though. I think that that's not fair that they know that we're not going to
be turned on.
Yeah.
Because you want them to be jealous about something or upset about it or what?
Or the not upset, but the fact that they can have so much trust in us that we won't do anything.
Why are we such good women that they have so much trust in us? But we trust our men too. I feel like I could trust Chaz at a strip club anytime.
You could?
Yeah. What about Bob?
I don't know what to think of a strip
okay,
club,
so yeah. Here's what we're going to do.
We're not taking me to a strip
club. That's exactly what we're going to do. No, yes, we are. I'm going to find a classy one because there are different types.
Okay.
There's a difference. Not all of them are the same.
Okay.
So we're going to find one that is a nice one.
Guys there.
No, we're going to go see girls.
Why? Why can't we go see guys?
First of all, I don't want to see any penis in my face. I don't want to even, like, no. Do you think
we'll start off with the girls?
Okay.
Because I don't know what to expect.
All right. So, okay. Okay. So we'll go to both. We'll start off with the girls and then we'll take you to a men's one.
Okay.
And then you see which one you prefer.
Okay.
And I think we should take our men there.
Okay.
And we should have a double date. Of like us and see who else we want to invite.
I think we should go to, if we're going to invite our men, I'm going to go to a strip club with guys. Oh yeah. I want to see how they're going to react.
Okay. We're going to do both.
Okay. We can do both.
We're going to do both. And I'm going to give you a, get you a lap dance. Not give you a lap dance. I'm going to get you a lap dance. I have been known to give people lap dances.
Oh, is that true? Mm-hmm. I haven't got one.
Yeah. You're no boys allowed. So I can give you one.
Okay. Are you in the same type of outfit or?
Oh, yeah. I can do it whenever. I can even do it when you're in a van. There's been pictures of me giving friends lap dances.
Okay.
It's just one of the things I do. I get wild and crazy.
Okay. I'd like to see that. That's on the list also.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're going to break you in.
Okay. So why don't you start? Why don't you give me a preview?
I need a stretch for that. I need a stretch. I did not stretch.
Okay.
Well,
let me know how soon this is going to happen. But
I know, like before Thanksgiving.
What?
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll figure it out. Let us know if you have boys and what you think about that and the ages and what you think about strip clubs too.
Yes.
Or Hooters.
Yeah.
Or Twin Peaks.
Twin Peaks.
Don't forget to rate us and review us, whatever you're listening to this. Don't forget to follow us on our Instagram page, Authentically Moms. And we'll see you next week. And
All right.
You do you.
All right. Bye.